Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Radio you can touch.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Feels like old home week.
I know what you mean.
Jeff Lutz.
Definitely old home week when you're here.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's old home week? Are you saying I'm old or that I should be in a home?
Yes.
Alrighty then.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, welcome back. The Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH. Jason Duda in with us today. I wanted to mention thanks to the people at IMA down in downtown Wichita. They had me out earlier in the week. They picked League 42 as their charity of choice for a fundraising drive, and they were able to raise a good, decent amount of money. Not Jeff Bezos money, but good money to send to League 42. I'm very appreciative of that, and thanks to all the people at IMA. All right, Max, it is
time to play the game.
Time to play the game here on the Bob and Jeff Show. We've got password. Jason Duda has worked diligently on this.
And this is backed by popular demand by the listeners.
Yeah, the listeners love it.
They do.
And we're gonna play it. And Jeff, you get the choice on whether to go first or second.
Why do I get the choice? Defending champion. That's true. So do you want the first word?
First, yeah.
Fin.
Fin.
Dolphin.
Fin?
Fin.
Fin.
Second word. Water.
Fish.
Sky.
Fin, water, sky. So it's a flying ocean creature, presumably.
Five seconds.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I might know what it is.
A seagull. I don't know.
Crayon.
Well, I was thinking blue whale, but That doesn't crayon.
Well, could be anything.
Blue whale.
Nope. Toronto.
Blue.
Correct. Winner.
What?
1-0. The color blue. Blue. Blue fin. Blue water. Blue sky. Blue crayon. Toronto Blue Jays. Thank you very
blue
much.
Blue fin.
Blue fin tuna. Thank
yeah,
you kindly.
Dummy.
What an idiotic first clue.
I know. It's supposed to throw you off.
I got
See,
it.
Some of these are difficult and some of these are not. And you always get mad. It's like, well, that was too easy or that's ridiculous. You know what I'm getting you for Christmas? The whambulance. The whambulance.
That was a terrible word. Next.
You want the first word or
yeah,
the second
give
word?
Me the first.
Farm.
Farm. Cow.
Animal.
Pig.
Food.
Chicken.
Correct.
Ah, oh, gosh dang it.
Good job.
This dude likes to kill them.
What does that mean?
He likes to kill his chickens.
Well, we used to kill the chickens on the farm. We
well,
did.
Do you eat chicken?
Exactly. That's what I keep
Let
trying
me explain
to
it.
Have this fight with them months ago.
Let me explain it. Somebody killed the chicken you're eating.
I know. I hate that. Next.
Well, then why do you do it?
I don't know. Yes. And why do you give me a hard time about it?
Because I don't like it. Next.
You know what he used to tell? You know what he told me when we were doing the show? Is because, well, didn't you name them? And then how could you do that? Are you... We're on a farm,
Listen,
man.
I understand why people get close to their pets, and I know people who have chickens as pets. I get it.
Totally different.
But not that's really. Not the way America operates. It's not the way the world operates. We have to eat. And what we eat, a lot of times, a lot of us, are formerly living creatures.
I know.
And
isn't
that
horrible?
If you want to stop doing it.
I did for a little while. It's tough. Next!
First you don't like this stuff.
No, he doesn't, because he knows he's getting hammered.
We only have so much time.
First or second?
Second.
Bob, Christmas.
Lights.
Tree.
Presents.
Decorative.
Ornaments.
Correct.
God damn.
Oh, yeah.
Wambulance. Wambulance.
Killing you.
Bob, first or second?
First.
Sleep.
What?
Sleep.
Pillow.
Yo!
Oh, my God.
The guy's on fire all of a sudden. Look how happy he is compared to after
the
very first
game.
It's
the greatest game you've ever had.
I hate this. I hate everything about this.
You want first or second?
I don't care. Give me first.
Why Presents. Are you dropping out already? You're only down 3-1.
Presents.
Christmas.
Jolly.
Santa Claus.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
Should have went second.
Unbelievable.
And there's the
absolutely ridiculous.
What a whiny.
Ambulance.
Here's you.
It's what?
Ball. Volleyball.
Why are you upsetting
Give it away.
My
it's bad.
I love it. Whoever's losing just hates it. It's great.
All right, what's the next?
Well, let's try this one again then. Bob, you want first
I'll
or second?
I'll go first.
Farm.
Tractor.
Animal.
Cow.
Yummy.
Pig.
Correct.
God, what a stupid crap game this is.
What's the score? 5-1?
5-1.
Come on, Jeff, let's go.
Well, yeah.
Okay. First or second?
First.
Grow.
Beanstalk.
Field.
Corn.
I was so good. I put that in his head because I'm that good. Because I'm that good that I knew
oh,
it had
yeah.
something to do with crops
oh, yeah.
or
field
plants.
And,
exactly.
And, yeah.
You could have been thinking of a sports field, a field of
what
an occupation.
The first was grow. The second was field.
Yeah, like soccer.
And if it had got by, you should have got it after
I
the third
this.
One.
I hate this. I quit.
Okay.
Wambulance.
Misty,
I'll
you take
first.
Over.
First, okay. Sport.
Sport.
Net. Basketball.
Blue.
Blue. Stupid. There's a lot of blue sports out there, isn't there?
You're gonna
it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
You're not gonna...
Give an answer.
Blue sport. Surfing.
Team.
Blue team sport. Blue team sport.
Probably a dumb sweater you have on.
Hockey.
Football.
The Colts.
Kneecaps.
Bruises. That's
Michigan.
It.
Michigan.
No.
The Lions. Yes.
No.
Yeah, that was the next
clue.
No,
we don't go. No.
Yes, yeah, we go until somebody
the sixth
gets
round.
It.
Yes, we do. We go as many as I have on
you
here.
You didn't have a clue.
Michigan.
Did you say it?
Yes. That's when he said Detroit.
What an absolute.
Well, if you should
put my point down.
How didn't you get after I said kneecaps?
I didn't know what that meant. Next!
The coach mentioned something about kneecaps.
He's going to bite their kneecaps.
10 years ago.
Bite their kneecaps. Figure it out.
First.
You want the first one?
Yeah.
Trust.
Not you.
Marriage.
Financial.
Trust. Financial. Pension.
Wallet.
Trust. Insurance.
Paper.
Will.
Cash.
Money.
Thank you.
That's it?
Trust.
Trust.
A trust. You know what a trust fund
is?
Yeah,
but that's stupid. That's a stupid first clue.
Oh, point, please. Off.
And what am I going to say?
And what was the second clue?
Financial.
Third clue?
Wallet. Where trust. Do you keep money?
You're
exactly.
Trying.
Exactly.
I'll give you credit. You're trying.
Exactly.
I won't. Next.
You fell.
I'm glad this is next. Where are we at? Who's going first?
6-3.
So
go
then
first.
It's yours.
I'll go first.
You want first? Person.
Ball.
Person. No
yeah.
Clue. Go.
Voice.
What's that? Blake Shelton.
Sports.
Person, voice, sports. Well, you watched him last night, so I'll probably have to go with Al Michaels.
Blue.
Blue.
God, this guy.
What a blue.
You're going to be so mad, Jeff, if you don't get it here.
I know, and I'm not going to get it here. Person, Vince Scully.
Here.
Jason Duda.
Oh, can you get it, Jeff? That's it.
What?
Jeff, you got
Bob
a guess?
Bob Lutz.
Bob Lutz.
Yeah.
Blue.
You don't get that.
Of course I
don't. No,
you
don't.
You said you don't get it.
Why? He got one after the...
But you already...
He got one late.
You had already guessed.
Too bad.
No, that's my
Next.
Point. That's yeah. my point.
No, I got
it's
it.
Not yours.
Yes, it is.
I
not
got
your
it.
Point. Nobody gets it.
Well, then
point.
You're not keeping score anymore.
I got it.
I took okay. it off, but you're not getting it.
And you put it right back on.
No, I didn't. I had 7. I now have 6.
Then put my point.
No.
What's the score, dudes?
6-4.
Thank you.
No, when did he get 4?
Just now.
He doesn't get that.
Yes, I do. I was the last person to guess. You don't get 2 guesses.
It was
You'll
a good
just
effort.
You have to keep guessing.
It's a good effort.
Mr. Blue. Next.
First or second?
First.
Warm.
Blanket.
Clothes.
Sweater.
Winter.
Pajamas.
Arms.
Coat.
Correct.
I get 2 for that one.
Oh, you only get 1.
I'll take the first.
Legs.
Kick ass right now.
All right, kid, let's go.
I hate
legs.
Everything.
Who?
Legs.
Run.
Animal.
Giraffe.
Pet.
Dog.
Correct.
Legs?
Dogs have legs.
What a stupid clue.
Oh, it's great clue.
Absolutely stupid.
All you had to do is guess.
Right.
You're not supposed to get it on the first one.
Guess anything that has
great
legs.
Great clue.
All right, you want first
table.
Or second?
8-3, by
care.
The way.
It's 7-4.
It's 7-4.
It's 8-4. I've gotten 2 in a row. I had 6.
What's the score, dudes?
8-4.
You're not dudes.
Jeff, first or second?
Who cares?
Oh.
First.
Smell.
What a baby.
Smell. Ball.
Poop.
What a baby.
Poop.
You know, a guy like Ron Baker doesn't want to be associated
never
with this kind
never
of
thing. Oh, yes, you he again. Does. He'll never
he understands.
This is why there's so
the
many more Team Bob people out there.
I made my guess. Do you have a guess or not?
What was the clue?
His was smell. Yours is colors.
What was the first clue?
Smell.
Smell, colors. smell, colors. No clue.
Pretty.
Poop.
Now he's giving up.
He's whining. Look at him. He's just a baby. Pick.
Leaves.
Valentine's.
Roses.
Flowers. That's good.
Well, no.
Yes.
That's not good.
Anybody that said any kind of flower.
No, not giving it to him. Next.
Okay, I'm keeping track, so it doesn't matter.
7-5. Right.
This one.
No, 8-4.
This is
you don't get
four. It's 8-5. This is about perfect for right now.
This is ridiculous.
One. Bob, first or second?
Second.
Tough.
Jeff Lutz.
Man.
Cigars.
Cool.
What were we talking about yesterday? Macho?
You are correct. Okay, this
all
is
right,
the,
two
this,
more.
This is the toughest one by far.
Yeah, he
got
goes
like,
first.
It's got like seven.
I'll go second, please.
Seven possible words I'm going to give you. So you're going first? Okay, black. You're not going to get this right away.
Coal.
What'd you say?
Coal.
You got to be kidding me.
No way.
Yes.
He got it?
Black, red, gray, hot, fire, grill, cook.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. How did... Come on.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, my friend.
I'm done. This seems to
first
be...
First or second?
What do you mean this
first.
Seems to be? Black coal.
Black coal.
Crimes.
Texas tea.
What?
Crimes.
It's not black coal. It's black gold on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Police.
Drugs.
What was the first question?
Crimes.
Crime, drugs, DEA.
Matlock.
You are correct, Jeff.
What'd you do, sneak that one to him?
No, it's the next one on the list. What do you mean, sneak that to him? You got coal off of black.
Yeah, that's garbage.
All right.
I'll go second.
Jeff.
Yes.
Mine.
Mine. Gold.
Mountains.
Silver.
Gold.
Forty-niners.
Players.
Players. That just confuses it.
Exactly.
Players.
Yeah.
Mine, gold, no clue.
Colorado.
Denver Nuggets?
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Who's up? You up? You want first or second?
I'll go second. Last one.
What's the score?
You either tie or...
he's up one.
Or
so
I win it.
You're going second?
I guess.
Right. Yeah, I'm going second.
Jeff.
This is the last one.
Oh.
It's either a tie or I
Ooh.
Win.
45.
Michael Jordan.
Diner.
Happy Days.
Music.
Jukebox.
Correct.
One more, the winner. One more. I'll go second.
No, I get to choose, and I will gotcha. Go second.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay, this one shouldn't be... Okay. Gas.
Fuel.
Coffee.
Convenience store.
Snacks.
Truck stop.
Lottery.
Quick Trip.
Correct.
Wait a dad
Jeffrey
minute. I don't
wins
get it.
The
QT.
Game.
I don't get
da,
it.
Ba-da-bum.
Wait, he like, goes.
I
he
love
says roses. And he gets
this
hit.
Is the greatest roller coaster ride game ever for you guys.
He says roses.
I love what a it. Hustle that was.
He says roses and not flowers, and he gets it.
Yeah.
I say truck stop, and I don't get it.
Well, truck stop's
too big. If it had been truck stop and you said quick trip, you'd get it, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
You don't get the thing as part of a bigger thing.
Unbelievable.
You get the bigger thing as part of the thing.
That's a win for yours truly.
Yeah.
Take a break. Joanna Chadwick joins us to talk high school football. Congratulations to me. That game was rigged, and we'll never play it again.
The greatest
back
game
in a minute.
Ever.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right, Joanna Chadwick with us from Vipe Magazine. We are now getting near the end of the high school football season. Semifinal games and all. Joanna, I'm trying to introduce you.
Heard you yapping.
Are you there?
I had no idea I was on the radio. Yeah.
Well, we don't care about an Amazon table. Let me just say that. And we're happy to have you.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you could hear that. I could tell you all about how we had to order this off Amazon, but that might be boring.
Might be. You've never listened to the show, have you?
Yeah, nothing's boring. So let's get going right into it. We had Brandon Clark on yesterday, and we're trying to fabricate that this game tonight with Manhattan to be played in Derby is going to be a real test for Derby. You would, and we're not certainly putting anything against Manhattan. They've had a great year. They have a great coach. They have a great tradition. But I've put this Derby team up on another level. What are you expecting tonight? Is Manhattan going to come to Derby and give Derby a real test?
I absolutely believe they're going to give Derby a test. And this is what I think. First of all, they do not like each other. That is very, very clear. I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff on Twitter, but God, it is a little bit ugly. Some of the stuff that Manhattan has put out on their Bleacher Report is really annoying. But that crap happens all the time. And you know what that means? We're going to have a really good game. And that's really all that I care about, I'll be honest. I'm looking for two teams who are going to be physical, have an excellent rivalry, even though they're not close to each other. And what does, I think, is going to be the difference is how much Derby is able to use Desaun Brame to, he opens up the whole offense. He opens up the running game because the defense has to put multiple eyes on him at all times. And if they're focusing in on him, then I say Derby walks away with this 3-touchdown win.
Yeah, it's. I agree. I'll skip 5A, I guess. We'll come back to 5A.
Why are we skipping 5A?
Not skipping 5A. I'm just skipping over 5A for now because I'm interested in the game that has both, you know, teams that are around us, which is Bueller and Andover Central. And I feel like that could be a good game, and I wouldn't be surprised if Bueller wins. I just feel like Andover Central has a better chance to beat Miege if and when that happens next weekend. Am I off base there?
Well, I mean, the thing, okay, so you're picking Andover Central is what you're saying.
I think so.
To win this game.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Bueller won.
Yeah, and certainly, I mean, I think that's a really good point because I think the win over Wameagle really says a lot for Bueller as to what this team can do. But I just think that Andover Central, their schedule, the wins that they've had, who they've had to beat, I think that that really works in their favor because, you know, it's not just the win over Wameagle that Bueller has, but Andover Central, their league is really tough. And having to go up against those league opponents and they beat up on each other and to walk away with only one loss really says that this team has been tested. And so I would definitely give them the benefit of the doubt there. I mean, as for talking about if anyone can beat Miege, I mean, I don't know. I think Andover Central's got the best shot, though.
Well, speaking of wanting teams to maybe be upset, does Holcomb have a chance in Andale? I don't see it, but what do you think?
Everybody always has a chance.
That's such a good answer.
Yeah, Andale's
going to win. I am a firm believer that, it is so utterly cliche that there's a reason we play these games, and I have seen those things happen. I will tell you, though, the sport that I see it happen the least in is going to be in football. I think it is far too difficult to have upset wins in football. And that's why we make such a big deal of them when they happen, because they just don't happen as much as we'd like to see them happen.
Joanna Chadwick is our guest from Byte Magazine. Let's revisit 5A. Goddard, Eisenhower, and Hayes. Hayes and Great Bend both had really good years. We're not really used to paying attention to those schools very much, but Hayes has really built a good program. Goddard Eisenhower's had a really special year. I don't know how to think about this game. I think Hayes is a real threat. What do you think?
I think Hayes has a really good shot of advancing to the championship game. And I think while as much credit as I give Andover Central and Eisenhower for the schedule that they have, I think his schedule really benefits it this time of year. You know, they open up with Derby. They played Manhattan. Great Bend obviously was definitely a really good win. I mean, Hutchinson, I mean, I don't, I think the Great Bend win was a little bit more impressive than the Hutchinson win. But, you know, I don't think I ever really followed Hayes football up until Jaron, what was his last name, a few years back? The kid who went to OU.
Jared Jones.
No. Jaron something with a K.
I have no idea.
You don't know who this player is?
I know who you're talking about, but I have no idea what his last name was. You're the one that's sponsored by Vibe Magazine, frankly. I'm just a guy trying to make a living.
Interesting. I have no smart aleck comments for you, but I do have some ire within my being at this point. So, moving right along, I think that Hayes will probably walk away with the win of this one, but Eisenhower is definitely an opponent that I think should be playing in that championship game as well.
Yeah, I think I like Hayes in this one, too. Their playoff wins have been impressive. They've beaten Andover,
Great Bend.
Yeah, they lost to Liberal in the last game of the regular season. What about Conway Springs in 1A against Valley Heights, a team that you really never hear from?
Jeff has it out for Valley
this
Heights.
This time of year, I don't think they're a state. I don't know if they've ever won a state. I don't think they have.
Just one derogatory comment after the next.
I'm just saying this is kind of an upstart little program here. And I don't know. Can they hang with Conway Springs? Do they have a chance, Joanna?
Well, first of all, let me just go ahead and give you the answer to the previous question that I had. I thought you guys would know it. Jaron Canick from Hayes, who was a total stud and quite the speedster. Moving on, and now do I get my label back as the woman to talk to from Vibe Magazine? All right, we're going to move on back to Conway Springs. Blue Rapids Valley Heights. You're right, Jeff. We just don't hear enough from Blue Rapids Valley Heights. I have to admit that seeing them there is always a surprise to me. I am a big believer in Conway Springs. I just don't think that they're going to be able to beat them. They will have definitely a tough, you know, Rossville and Centralia on the other side. How many times have we seen those two teams have to face each other? But Conway Springs is very special. They just always seem to churn out these incredible running backs, and certainly their system helps with that. But again, they've got longevity there in coaching staff and a system that they all know very, very well.
First time that Valley Heights is leaving its home turf to play on the road in the playoffs. Jeff will have to greet the Blue Valley coach. I'm sorry, the Valley Heights coach, Cody Trimble, on this show on Monday if they do pull the upset. So
yeah, I gotta
go ahead and pull for him, Joanna.
I don't know. I just don't understand why we have to go for the negative spin here. I think it would be great to talk to Valley Heights. What a concept, right? Go, Jeff.
It's not negative. I just don't think they have a chance to beat Conway Springs. Everybody has a chance.
Nobody ever thought you'd have a chance to do a daily radio show. Look at you now.
Look at me.
Joanna, we always appreciate you and your time. We'll be following you tonight on Twitter to get updates on Derby Manhattan for sure and all the games in the state. An exciting night. I'm a little apprehensive about Derby for the first time, but believe they'll pull it off. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
It's always fun. Bye, guys.
Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine.
Derby leads 14-0 after one. I'll tell you that much.
Well, if Manhattan wins, am I okay getting Joe Schartz on the show?
I mean, if you want.
What will you say to him?
Congratulations.
What if I say, this is the guy that had Derby up 14-0 in the first quarter. What do you think, Joe?
Well, if Joe can't handle that, maybe he shouldn't be on our show. How about that, Joe?
Oh, now we're getting personal with Joe Schartz.
Is that personal?
Whoa. Yeah. You know what? Their bus might be pulling into Derby right now.
Yeah, it might be.
What do you got to say to Joe?
Use it for fodder, guys.
What?
Prove me wrong.
You know what, Manhattan? If you pull it off tonight, and you don't want to go right home, and you want Jeff's address,
I'm not going to be
home. Give me a call.
I want to see that.
I'm following the bus out there.
Well, you know, maybe my daughter will be happy if Manhattan wins.
Where are you going to be tonight?
I'm going to go to work, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
So they just got to go to Channel 12 then?
That makes it easier.
Yeah.
A lot easier. Hope they show up. That'll be a good story for us.
It would be.
So. I don't know when you're just going to have a moment of clarity.
You thought that was real.
And understand.
You thought that's real.
If you'd have closed your eyes, Bob, would you have thought, I'm actually listening to the track?
I don't know when you're going to have that moment of clarity and just say, when you're driving home, you got a long drive every night after the show.
Oh, yeah.
20-minute drive.
Yeah.
And you're going to say to yourself, do I really belong on the radio?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, is that ever going to happen?
Yeah.
No, don't do
that. Yeah.
I'll take you out.
Yeah.
I will throw this.
Why? Don't know what you want from me.
I need to bring like some tennis balls you guys could throw at each other. It's really going to hurt, but not going to hurt.
That's a little too much.
Just going to bounce
off. Maybe some cotton balls.
Cotton balls.
Yeah, tennis balls could hurt.
That's really macho.
Q-tips.
Oh, we don't smoke cigars.
Well, that's obvious.
Yo, bring cigars to throw at
each other. By the way, that's coming up Sunday night.
Can I smoke a cigar down here?
No.
Why not?
Can we text you Sunday night to see?
Oh,
how about
this?
Take a picture and send it to us.
Why?
Just do it.
Who does that? Who goes and then takes pictures and then sends it to their
Just people? Take a picture with your buddies. With your buddies.
Yeah.
And send it to us.
Send it to us. You guys all three smoking cigars.
Well, that'll probably happen.
A little glass of whiskey in your hand.
Especially after 7 or 8 whiskeys.
Oh, 7 or 8 whiskeys.
Well, yeah, we'll be there for like 3 or 4 hours.
Good God.
Like, that's only a couple an hour.
Have some pride, man.
It is pride. It's macho. You don't know nothing about
it. There's nothing more macho than that.
You know nothing about it.
I know, I don't.
Dip the cigar into the whiskey.
Do women go to this place?
Yes.
Just on the lookout for machismo.
The last time I was there was 2 women having a cigar each. You know, women smoke cigars, Bob.
It happens occasionally.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You've heard of it?
Yeah.
Then why'd you ask?
Well, I just don't know, you know, with all the testosterone flowing through this place, I don't know.
Why are you stereotyping people that go there?
You are.
I'm not stereotyping anybody.
You calling
I am
yourself
going.
Macho.
I am going there.
You made the theme of password today, macho.
Because it was. That was
so
the
answer.
So
that's all a... That's all an indication.
That was the answer.
That's all an indication that, hey.
I'd notice me.
I'd love to see you two just sitting with a cigar and a whiskey. I don't know if I can picture that.
That wouldn't happen for me anyway.
Well, it wouldn't happen to me at my age. It's happened.
Oh, so it has happened.
Not a cigar. I personally have never understood cigars. That's just me. Whiskey, yes. But I don't get the appeal of a cigar.
The taste. And if you pair it right with a whiskey, it's really, really good.
I don't know.
I guess.
It must be.
I'm going to believe you. I mean, I'm not going to.
It is. I don't understand it either. It's just like wine and cheese. Like people say you got to drink a certain wine with a certain cheese and it makes it totally different. And it's true.
I guess. I have never really.
It is?
I've never really.
I didn't know that it was true. I've never done it.
How about just having some cheese without wine? It tastes pretty good.
That's fine, too. Absolutely.
You know what would be great? Cheese with maybe some crackers, right, dudes?
Oh, cheese and crackers.
Who needs wine?
Oh, I might make that tonight.
That's one of his favorite meals, he said.
Take some cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers and some salami.
Take some cheese and crackers to the macho place.
They have a charcuterie board that I'll be ordering. It has cheese and crackers on it.
That's beautiful.
And some I'm not sure if it's
Is it like hickory smoked crackers?
No, they got
macho.
They got their own stuff. It's macho stuff. It's
okay.
Good stuff. good stuff. Not stuff that you would buy
not
at the store.
No,
we're not
because you don't understand how it works.
We don't qualify.
And it's okay that you guys don't qualify. I mean, it's all right. It's
That's
fine.
Not our place.
Nah, everyone's right. Different. To each their own.
Are
you
the two guys you're going with pretty macho?
Oh yeah, figure it out.
Next topic:
former hockey players.
No, they're from here.
What do they do?
They work at UPS.
Oh, that's my.
Next topic, Rad Racer.
Get myself in trouble.
I could. Yeah, you could because
it's not working.
Well, I'm not going to say on the air because I don't want him to. But yeah, you could get yourself in trouble.
Uh oh.
Yeah. We might drive over here after we're done.
I better watch.
We might drive over here and I'll say, this is the guy that was.
You know, one of the most macho things I can think of? Beating the hell out of a 70-year-old. Bring it, boy. Bring your cigar. Put it out on my head. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. That would be something.
Where are you going to drive to ponder whether you should be on the radio?
Why are you telling me that?
Just asking.
What? I
don't have a drive home, so where are you going to go?
I don't have a drive home, like you just
said. That's what I'm saying.
Must be
nice. I've never considered that I shouldn't be on radio. Especially with guys like Doc calling and telling me.
not guys like Doc, just Doc. Yeah. That's the only one.
I would probably agree with that.
I haven't heard anybody.
Do you think Doc has a shirt with Bob's face on it? He wears
a tattoo or something.
2 to 4.
At least.
Now they're knocking Doc.
No, I'm just
who
asking.
Happens to be extremely macho.
Well, he says he's Team Bob, so I don't know if we can consider Doc macho. Can we?
It's tough. It's quite the dichotomy there.
This is a serious question.
I'll just say this in all seriousness. Your guy that wants to put some trouble on me,
who?
Bring him over.
In all seriousness.
In all seriousness. What are you mocking?
I don't know who it is.
Well, apparently I got problems with a UPS guy.
For real?
I think he just made that up.
I missed that.
So did I. He's kind of fabricated this.
Well, he's ready.
He is ready. Look at him.
I'm ready.
You start turning beet red as we speak.
No, I still got the blue.
It's fear. It's all right.
All right. I think that's about it.
Oh, God, I hope so.
That's about all I got. I can't do this every day. You're right. I need to do some soul searching.
Thank you.
But you need to just immediately resign.
Okay. You don't want 2 weeks or anything?
I'll at least think about it.
Okay.
Thanks.
What about Duda?
Duda can hang out.
I'm just here, and I'm just a reliever, man. I'm good at a reliever.
Blue.
Fine. He can hang out.
It's blue today.
Yeah. Blue
he can
was
do what
key.
He wants. He's got a jersey going up at the pump house.
A blue jersey.
And thanks to Darren for sharing that news. It's exciting.
Thanks, Darren.
I mean, Darren's excited about it.
Let me know. I'll come down and have some beers with you.
Most Wichitans?
Nah. Not the odd one, though. You know, that's all we need.
There's a few people still out there who followed the Thunder in the 90s.
There's still some of us 50, 60-year-olds that go down and have some whiskeys. Bet you I could have a cigar at the pump.
What a macho. You are so macho.
I'm
going to
go have a cigar down there, too, I think.
Ooh, and pizza.
Yeah. You coming, Jeff?
I am. No cigars, but yes, pizza.
Oh, go ahead. Go with the cigar.
Nah. I got nothing to prove to anybody.
Attaboy. Be your own man. That's right.
Form
your own opinion. You live by it, kid.
Both of you, please run out of here today.
All right.
I wish I could. It just my body won't let me run anymore, buddy.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.